Each year, an estimated 400 million people worldwide are diagnosed with dengue fever. Bangladesh has been reporting an alarming increase in cases since May this year. In many hospitals, they're making an extra effort to create space for new patients.
We have made an extra ward available to deal with the increased number of patients. Our doctors, nurses, and other staff members are experienced and trained enough to deal with dengue patients.
Dengue symptoms can be similar to the common flu and can only be confirmed with a blood test. Many of the patients being brought to hospitals are children.
My 12-year-old son had a very high fever. After blood tests, doctors told us he's dengue positive, so we had to have him admitted. Thank God he's now improving and his fever's gone down.
A World Bank report released last year found a wider link between the shifting climate conditions here and the number of people getting sick. The increase in dengue cases is raising alarm among people in Dhaka and other places. And the doctors in many hospitals are struggling to cope with rising number of patients. Health authorities are preparing more hospitals to treat dengue patients.
There is increasing pressure on the hospitals, and the number of patients admitted is also rising. We don't want more patients to die. We have arranged alternative facilities where we can treat dengue patients aside from the existing hospitals.
Experts say dengue is gradually becoming more common in Bangladesh. The virus is transmitted through the bite of an infected mosquito, and the region's lower levels of humidity at higher temperatures create the perfect environment for mosquitoes to breed.
Compared to the last two decades, our scientific analysis shows that flare-ups of dengue virus typically took place in the month of August and September. But this year, we're seeing changes in the pattern, rising in the month of October. And this has to be due to the impacts of climate change.
Health experts say the Aedes species of mosquito, which carries the virus, has already spread to most other parts of the country, aside from the capital, Dhaka. And that could make the situation go from bad to worse. Tanvir Chaudhary, Al Jazeera, Dhaka.